Instant inspiration.
Thunder. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campbell, California, talking about thunder, which we have very little of here in Southern California. When it does thunder, it's quite exciting, but we have very little thunder. Thunder is known in many areas as to be something to draw your attention to something. It's something that makes you very alert. It makes you think of lightning. It makes you think of rain. It makes you think of many things. But in wartime, the thunder of the cannons is a devastating thing that makes you think of death. And in the Swiss Alps, when you hear the thunder of an avalanche, you think of, wow, this is pretty tough, pretty tough. And if you're in the mountains and there's an earthquake, and the rolling boulders on top of the mountain come tumbling down, you think, wow, that's an exciting adventure. That is really thunder. Thunder is quite something. Have you ever been in Alaska or Greenland to watch the calving of icebergs? Icebergs fall off of a glacier, and they're maybe about several city blocks wide, maybe a half mile wide, sometimes even a mile wide, and deep. And they just have come to that point where they slide right on into the ocean, and the ocean goes up and down, and boy, oh boy, when the cruise ships are near those things when they're happening, they get quite an exciting little thrill. So that's the thundering calves that come into the ocean. And speaking of calves, when the cattle are brought into harness, when they're brought into the market, they thunder along because all their hoofbeats are thundering on the ground. And if they go over some sort of a hard surface, the thunder is even more deafening. Thunder is something that it brings our attention to something. Now, one of the things that the Old Testament scholars used to love to talk about is the thunder of God's voice. When God spoke, the earth trembled, and all of the earth remained silent before him. When God spoke, it was a magical time. In fact, in the mythology of Greece and Rome, they talk about thunder too. They talk about the thundering voice of Zeus on Mount Olympus, when Zeus was trying to get the attention of the people. And then when the people wouldn't pay attention, they'd have a volcano go off, and whoosh! And it was kind of an exciting adventure. So no one ever wanted to get on the bad side of Zeus. And that sort of thunder was very devastating. Now, I would like to share with you, strange as it may seem at this point in our talk, I would like to share with you the thunder of our inner voice. We always talk about that still, quiet voice within us. The still, quiet voice within us that is our conscience, that is our guide, that is Jiminy Cricket, you know, with Pinocchio. And this guide within us that tells us what's right and wrong and tells us what the benefits are for things. Well, that's not really true. The thunder within us does not care what we do. It says, whatever you want to do, you go for it and you have fun. And if it is beneficial to you, you will reap the harvest of joy. And if it's not beneficial to you, you'll reap the harvest of unhappiness. And it doesn't matter. I mean, when you consider that the earth is irascible as it is, having lightning that burns entire forests, that has earthquakes that swallow up entire cities, and tsunamis, which are caused by the earthquakes, which come from the ocean and like one giant wave sweep in over Alaska and over Hawaii and over many other places where it has been completely inundated. And you have the rain, torrential rain that comes down, far more than is needed, and it washes out the valleys. Now, Herb, you're talking about a lot of negative stuff here. What I'm trying to point out is the not the will of God, but the cause and effect of God, which we all are, can be used in many ways. Now, if we live in an earthquake-prone area, how can we make sure that we are not touched by an earthquake? Or better yet, how can we make sure that we have a peaceful, harmonious life while we're living there? Well, if you choose to, and if you really choose to, you do not oppose the earthquake. You do not oppose anything. You merely say, I am surrounded by my pure white light of love. All my ways are peace and all my paths are pleasantness. And everything about this place where I live is in peace, in harmony, in love, in joy. And so long as I choose to have it that way, it will be that way. Well, what about the day you die? Well, that's the day you leave that area and you leave all interest in that area. That area no longer is part of your world. You now enter into a totally new world, a dramatically new world, a wonderfully new world. But we are not always privileged to know about it. And it's best that we don't know about it because we might not think it's so wonderful. But truly it is. Because we have learned in this dimension what we can do in our future dimensions, which are all right now. So, you see, if they're all right now, then how can we apply something we've learned now to something that is happening right now? Well, that's for you to figure out. Okay. Herb, that's not very nice. No, I know. But my story is a little different. My story is the thunder of God, the thunder of the divine in us. The divine in us says, seek and ye shall find, knock and it will be opened unto you, ask and it will be given unto you. What do people ask for, knock for, or seek? They seek the divine intervention when they're having trouble. Oh God, take this trouble from me. And of course they get more trouble. Oh God, if you will save me, I will give my life to you. And God knows that you won't, but he saves you anyhow. And many other things. So, the voice that we hear inside of us is loud and strong. It's thunder. It wakes us up in the middle of the night. And it makes us think, hey, am I doing the right thing here? And we say, sure, and we go back to sleep. If we are awakened in the middle of the night by the divine inside of us, the least we can do is have the courtesy to get up and pay attention. You know? Pay attention. Say, okay, divine in me. Hey, okay, God out there on a cloud. No, okay, divine in me. Why? It's your game now. You got my attention. Now, what is it you want to tell me? And you listen. What do you want to tell me? You see? And you listen. And when you listen, the divine in you knows it has your attention, and so it starts telling you. It's telling you all along, but you're not listening. So the divine in you says, whatever you would like, place that foremost in your consciousness. See it done. See it complete. See it fulfilled. And it will be. If you are having too much rain, say, we now have the perfect amount of rain for our grass to grow, our crops to grow, our country to be pure and beautiful and provide plenty of fresh water for us to drink. Plenty of perfect rain, just the right amount. Just the right amount. We don't say what that amount is, but we just say the right amount. And we don't even say the right amount. We have the amount of rain that freshens our lawns and waters our crops and provides fine drinking water for us to have, you know, whatever we want to say. We don't have to say those things, but it helps us to think in a positive way. And then there's an earthquake. And we say, hey, I don't feel like an earthquake. So, we say, what do I do? What do I do? I don't feel like an earthquake. What do I do? What do I do? Well, what you do is you say, all is peace. All is peace right now. All is peace. All is peace. And then what happens? The ground rumbles cease. The cause that brought the earthquake on ceases. It doesn't matter. But you see, the divine in us is shouting at us and saying, hey, listen here. Listen to me. And then it tells us the story. It tells us how to speak positively to get the results that we want. Now, a lot of people say, well, there are certain things you can't speak positively about. As Pollyanna was questioned by her friends, well, how can you think something nice about Sunday when we have to go to church and hear that preacher telling us how terrible we are and stuff like that? How can you think something nice? And she thought, and then she said, well, because then it's going to be six more days until next Sunday, you know. And, how about that, you know. Now, that was a step in the right direction. But what she could have said was, we have 6 days of peace, of harmony, of love, of sharing with one another, of telling each other how much we love one another, and knowing that our pastor is at peace within himself. You know, or something like that, you know. Something positive, something new. Not that dumb-ass pastor gets his act in order, and he's not going to do these things and make a mess for us, you see. And if that's what you do, of course, then all you do is create the problem to exacerbate itself and becomes worse and worse and worse. But we don't want that to happen, do we? No. We don't want that to happen. What we want to happen is that the thunder of the universe is alive within us, and we hear it beautifully and perfectly. And when we hear it, then we respond to the message that it gives to us. This is what the thunder of the universe is all about. It is God talking to us. But then, contrary to the lightning and thunder, we listen. Probably, if we would listen to the thunder and the lightning, we would probably hear some very interesting things. We would probably hear some very beautiful things about ourselves and our world. Because whenever thunder speaks, it speaks to us of beauty and harmony and peace and love and joy and happiness and everything that's good and beautiful. Are you ready? I'm ready. So, let it be. Peace on earth, and it began with me.